8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, you're listening to KBO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Up next, we have Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's Between the Covers. 11:30, it's Black Book Talk. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 5th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, and your voice on the air, as it seems very much as though the entire landscape of media has changed. If nothing's true, then everything is true. And by the way, I don't know where you, the listeners, live, but last night, where I live, out in a rural area, it sounded like fireworks, then very large fireworks. Then it began, then there was no sparkles, so we concluded that it was probably people firing guns. Then we plainly recognized the sound of the AR-15, which perhaps ought to be America's national anthem these days. Then when they ran out of, I guess, then it sounded like...
Actual t-shirts.
Exactly, yes. Then it sounded like mortar fire accompanied by tracers. It was the most phenomenal display ever. If I see my neighbors today, I'm going to go around and tell them thank you for your service. It was just a stunning, stunning lack of restraint on the part of the American rural population. You can only wonder. These are the people that say that they'll vote for Trump no matter what, even if there is absolutely zero healthcare for anybody, and even if they lose all of their agricultural land and all their machinery in a welter, a rain of tariffs. This is indeed the war on tariffism. It proceeds, but the changes that Trump hath wrought in a very short period of time are stunning, and that's exactly what the response has been. People behave as though they've been stunned, the way trout behave in a stream when you drop a stick of dynamite in it. We are very fortunate to have beyond the last minute. Harvey Wasserman of Solartopia joins us today, and Harvey's got a list. What is it? Wow, there's a lot on the list, and that's exactly it. That's exactly the problem. There's a whole lot. We all should have a list like this, and if you don't, Harvey Wasserman has got one for you, and I highly recommend it. Good morning, Harvey. Thanks for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure. Glad to be with you.
This is wonderful. You have a list, and by Harvey Sluggo Wasserman, and this is indeed the terminology, a pitiful self-promoting professional. It's just like, this is an amazing time that we live in, and the fact that what Trump is doing has elicited such a flaccid response.
This is the new version.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
We've got 50. You've got this list. It's 57 ways this administration is taking apart America. I don't think people realize when these institutions are gone. They took hundreds of years to build, and knocking them down in a single stroke, it's going to take much longer to rebuild this. So tell me about, how did you come up with that list, 57?
Well, the point is, Chris, it actually, the article is at the Reader Supported News,
mm-hmm.
57 ways the corporate Democrats have enthroned Bush. Bush, well, that brings me back, right? Trump, and the piece starts out talking about Alan Dershowitz on this idiot professor of law on Martha's Vineyard, where I've actually met him. I've gone to Martha's Vineyard from time to time, and there's a little clatch that sits at a classic Martha's Vineyard restaurant, and they all sit around and talk like they're really smart, and Alan Dershowitz has been a mainstay of this.
He puts on a great show. He puts on a great show. He legal fireworks. Yeah, Alan can certainly dish it.
And so this is the latest. He is now complaining. I mean, it's hilarious that he's put out this piece saying that, oh me, oh my, all my old friends won't talk to me anymore because I'm now supporting Hitler. You know, it's like, what does he expect, you know? So it prompted me to write a list of 57 ways that the liberal Democrats, the corporate Democrats, have made it possible for Trump to be in office. And this is posted at Reader Supported News, rsn.org, and also at laprogressive.org and freepress.org. And the article basically runs through the whole litany of how Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Al Gore and John Kerry and Bill and Hillary Clinton put Donald Trump in office. And they're keeping him there.
Well, and it seems that the complicity on the part of the corporate Democrats is sort of eerie complicity. It was like, wow, where did that come from? But it seems to be part of the Republican, or at least this interpretation of Republican agenda. It doesn't. I find myself saying this phrase at least once a week. Nothing so grand is ever an accident. If you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. I feel
a tortoise on a fence post. I've never heard that analogy before. But the way the corporate Democrats keep the keep Trump in office is that they hold off the social Democrats.
Uh-huh.
You know, if if Hillary Clinton had lowered herself to run with Bernie Sanders in 2016, Trump would not be president. I mean, there's just no way. And if she had lowered herself to maybe think about not calling the rest of the country a basket of deplorables,
that might have helped.
And at the same time, you know, the corporate Democratic Party is doing everything in its power to stop young progressive social Democrats from coming to power. And really, the conflict is between corporate Democrats, most of whom are multimillionaires. I mean, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, these are Chuck Schumer, these are extremely wealthy people. You know, Gore is actually a billionaire. John Kerry is worth about $500 million from his Heinz fortune. Nancy Pelosi, I've seen her wealth listed in $20, $30 million. These people are of the 1%. And they are protecting their power and privilege. Why is Dianne Feinstein, at the age of 84, running for another term in the Senate? I mean, there's a really great guy running for the U.S. Senate, the Democrat. Thankfully, it's a two-way race between the Democrat and the Republican now for the U.S. Senate in California. Kevin DeLeon, he's 50 years old. He's been the president of the Senate in the California legislature. And she won't get out of the way. Nancy Pelosi won't step down. And then when Trump attacked Maxine Waters, you know, they didn't say a whole lot. But then Maxine Waters said, "Okay, we're gonna make life unpleasant for these Nazis." And Nancy Pelosi attacks Maxine Waters.
Yeah,
so these people got to get out of the way. And the Democratic problem of opposing Trump now is that the Democratic Party stands for nothing. Can anybody tell me what the program of the Democratic Party really is? When you oppose a fascist in power, you do two things. First, you oppose the fascist in power. You talk about how terrible they are, as you've been doing. But then you also have to have a program. And the Democratic Party, the corporate Democrats, have no program. They don't support Medicare for all. They don't support getting out of the war in Afghanistan. They don't support 100% conversion to renewable energy. You know, if you look at Obama's presidency, he was terrible. He got us deeper into Afghanistan. He supported nuclear power. He was horrible to whistleblowers. He deported 2 million people. I mean, you know, the corporate Democratic Party does not stand for anything that is worth supporting. And that's the problem we have with Trump. You know, people hate Trump in this country. He's the most hated, probably the most hated person on earth. But you can't oppose him without having something to substitute to, you know, a party, a platform going forward. And that's where the corporate Democrats come in. You know, and they also don't fight for elections. Al Gore was the legitimate winner in 2000, but he did not lose the presidency to George W. Bush. He lost the presidency to Jeb Bush, who stole it from him in Florida. John Kerry was the legitimate winner in 2004 against George W. Bush. He lost the election not to Bush, but to Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State in Ohio. And Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes in 2016, but she didn't do anything about Michigan, which was stolen, or Wisconsin, which was stolen, or North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
Pennsylvania.
And so, you know, that's going to happen again in 2018. I'm sure, like you, Chris, I get 6-7 emails a day from various Democrats begging for money, and you know, what do they stand for? They have no problem telling us how terrible Trump is, but they don't stand for Medicare for everybody. They don't stand for really protecting the environment or for getting us out of the imperial wars. So the problem, this is my piece, the 57 points that you mentioned in the reader-supported news piece, is mostly about how the corporate Democrats roll over for stolen elections, roll over for the war in Afghanistan, roll over for We still don't have Nancy Pelosi supporting Medicare for All, and they dump on Bernie Sanders and all the young progressives that need to get in office. You know, then that's why we are where we are. It's like the Weimar Republic, and when Hitler took power,
that's okay, where we got. We have to leave it at that point, and that is the point that we find ourselves. And we do have this is. We should all, progressives, the resistance should see this as a huge opportunity to take America back. Here are the outlined 57 reasons why corporate Democrats are stymieing progress and making it all the more possible for Donald Trump to win a second term, which it looks very much like he will. We are so fortunate today, so fortunate. We have Harvey Wasserman joining us. I suggest you take a look at the website, Solartopia. It leads, there are many, many, many directions. All of them are good. Thanks again for that, Harvey. We're really, really, really glad to have you back on the show. This has been Aircastcadia for Thursday, July 5th. 2018. Derek Crooks engineered the show for us today. Derek Crooks is also, of course, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thank you for that, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor an afternoon with Wahyu and Friends Saturday, July 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. in Lake Oswego. Gamelan Wahyu are hosting a fundraising event to help members study abroad in Bali during the summer of 2019. Performers include Agents of Echo, Dolphin Midwives, and Gamelan Wahyu. Refreshments will be provided. Again, that's an afternoon with Wahyu and Friends, Saturday, July 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 3548 Lakeview Boulevard.